many things. He's a beautiful player, has a really nice sound. In terms of this project, is that I had learned that he was doing a series of solo improvised saxophone concerts. And that idea really intrigued me, as I think people don't always imagine a saxophone as a solo instrument. And I think a lot of times they don't imagine the voice as an instrument that would do a concert solo. And so I was inspired by the idea of working with another melodic player who was interested in improvising in that kind of way.
When you're playing with Nathan, do you consider your sound stripped down, or do you consider it actually fuller than normal because you do so much solo voice?
For me, I really enjoy having different textures and different concepts and opportunities in working in different. I work in an a cappella ensemble where there are no instruments. I work with bands, and this idea of working with just another melodic instrument is really exciting to explore how we take single lines and expand them into fuller, more elaborate kinds of music.
Here's a bit of Nathan's saxophone playing and singing in Dissolve Me in a River of Stars.
Make me part of the emptiness.
On the saxophone, and his partner in a duet project is here, Sarah M. Greer. You have formal music training. Why do you work in this improvisational style?
Because I really, really like it. I really feel like it's the place where I get to explore the most kinds of music.
You had a major project where you created a spontaneous song every day.
Yes, it was about 10 years ago now, which I can't believe. I was taking part in a year-long improv class and wanted to kind of challenge myself to develop my improvisational skills. And so I did a blog project where for 30 days I posted a 3-minute solo every day. And I let myself do, I think, 2 takes, but one of those had to be posted with no editing.
One of your titles from that series is simply Spontaneous Song Number 2. What about this one?
So I think it's really interesting at the beginning of this project and feeling some apprehension about how's this going to go and do I really want to share these recordings with people? So to me, it came out kind of as a prayer about improvising and finding the things that you want to say and hoping that it goes well.
Please let me use my head. Let me use my heart. Let me find a way to say what's in the air, to sing what's really there. Please let me find the words. Let me find the truth. Let me make the choice that serves. Let me keep my nerve. Let me find the thing to say. Find the one true thing for today. Let me release all petty feelings. Connect to something outside that is finer and greater and
We're speaking with Sarah M. Greer, and she's the vocalist in a duet with Nathan Hansen, the saxophone player. One more improvisational thing you've done, just with the voice, tagged Jazzy 4095. This is sort of an example of creating something that sounds like a jazz vocal, but is off the top of your head.
Exactly. So 4095 comes from the track number that my recorder called it. Kind of the idea of maybe what I might do in a scat solo over changes, except there's not a band playing changes. That was sort of the premise of that piece.
We're speaking with vocalist Sarah M. Greer about her duet with saxophone player Nathan Hansen. Let's go out on a little more of Nathan Hansen's saxophone playing, one called simply Improvisation Number 3. And Sarah, why do you like this one?
I really like the tone color. I like the mood that the piece sets. It also, to me as a singer, feels very singable, very lyrical kind of melody. So as a singer, perhaps I'm biased, I can sing along with it, I can harmonize with it. It feels like a song to me.
More information about Sarah M. Greer and Nathan Hansen is available at the artists' websites, sarahmgreer.com and nathanhansen.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.